Executives said on Thursday that there are many misconceptions about the company as he arrived at the Capitol ahead of his testimony to the U.S. Congress. They are in hour three now, and Chu faces tough questions from lawmakers who are convinced the Chinese-owned short video app should be barred for being a potential national security threat to the United States. TikTok CEO Shou Chu says the company pledges to keep the data of American users out of foreign governments' hands.
All protected U.S. data will be under the protection of U.S. law and under the control of the U.S.-led security team. This eliminates the concern that some of you have shared with me that TikTok user data can be subject to Chinese law.
His testimony caps a week of actions by the Chinese company aimed at convincing Americans and their lawmakers that the app creates economic value and supports free speech. TikTok has said it has spent more than $1.5 billion on what it calls rigorous data security efforts. A lawyer for former President Donald Trump has been ordered to turn over material as prosecutors examine whether the former president obstructed efforts to recover classified documents. Here's Jennifer King.
A brief online notice by the D.C. Court of Appeals panel indicates that the attorney has been directed to turn over evidence related to the investigation into the mishandling of classified documents. The case is sealed, but the details appear to correspond with a lower court fight over whether M. Evan Corcoran could be forced to provide documents or testify in the probe. The Justice Department has been looking into why Trump and his representatives resisted demands to return the classified material. It suggests the appeals court sided with prosecutors, who argued that Trump was using his attorneys to further a crime. Corcoran drafted a statement to the DOJ that was signed by another Trump lawyer, Christina Bob.
This is VOA News. Norwegian Armed Forces released pictures on Thursday showing German-made Leopard tanks being delivered to Ukraine. The Norwegian Army said in a statement that 8 tanks, quote, are in place in Ukraine, and the training of personnel is also underway in Poland under the auspices of the EU, end quote. In January, Norway announced it would contribute to the international donation of the tanks to Ukraine. Gay rights supporters are denouncing Ugandan lawmakers for voting to criminalize anyone who publicly identifies as a sexual minority or engages in homosexual acts. Advocates say the last time the legislation was around, there were cases of suicide.
This law is worse than the one that was here before because it has the death penalty. And many people would be worried. Many people would be scared. Some LGBTQ persons are not scared of the law as much as they are scared of their families, their friends, the media outing them and finding out who they are.
The Anti-Homosexuality Act will become law if President Yoweri Museveni signs it as expected. Israeli protesters opposing changes to a new law staged another day of protest aimed at bringing attention to what they see as the country's descent toward autocracy. It's the fourth midweek day of demonstrations. And one of the people who was there said that she was there for her children, for her parents who built the country, for her grandparents who survived the Holocaust, and she says there will not be a dictatorship in Israel. Never. Israel's parliament on Thursday passed the first of several laws that make up its contentious judicial overhaul. A new report from the American Library Association says the number of attempted book bannings and restrictions at school and public libraries across the United States set a new record in 2022. Here's VOA's Richard Green.
The report says more than 1,200 challenges were compiled by the ALA last year, more than double the previous record set in 2021, and the most since the group began keeping data 20 years ago. Thursday's report not only documents the growing number of challenges, but also their changing nature. A few years ago, complaints usually arose with parents and other community members and referred to an individual book. Now the requests are often for multiple removals and organized by national groups such as the Conservative Moms for Liberty. Librarians around the country have told of being harassed and threatened with violence or legal action. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
And as we said at the top of our newscast, Congress is hearing from the TikTok CEO. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.